Gonna save you some money here at Rosie on the House. Not only save you more money, but we're also gonna make you more comfortable at the same time. It's a topic that kind of controls the show all June and all July, and we try and cover it, but we try and not let it take over the show. But here at the end of the summer, I can't tell you the number of testimonies we've received. Let me just read you a couple that we've received in the last few weeks. Here's one from a listener in Buckeye. Just a kudos. I've been trying the super cooling method on my 2,300 square foot single level house out in Buckeye, and my electric bill went from $357 down to $236, a savings of $130 a month. Thanks for the great info. Here's one that I thought I got a while back ago, but I still think it's kind of funny. Okay, I apologize for thinking Rosie was on crack. I tried the super cooling in my two-story split unit, 2,900 square foot home in Tucson. The electric bill this month, nothing else has changed, was $260 down from $327. Absolutely shocked. Maybe I should listen to him on some of his other crazy thoughts as well. Joke. Ha ha. Thanks again. A believer. We have special guest in studio, Mr. Steve Kep. Steve, I have someone in my own office on the payroll that took two summers to convince him to try super cooling. Just converted him this summer. His bill is down 50%.
Yeah, just doesn't make sense to most people. 50%. How can you be cooler and drop your bill at the same time?
Drop your bill, drop your thermostat, get more comfortable, save more money. It's really simple. So I'm encouraging everybody to reach out and look up your energy bill. The article this week is six ways that you can dive into your energy bill and take a look at how you might be able to save some money. Now, on the left hand, I've got an APS bill here. We'll start with APS, okay? And the one thing I want to make sure everybody understands, I'm not out to beat up the utility company. You know what? I'm the happiest duck in the pond when my television goes on and my air conditioner goes on and the computer works and the lights go on. You know, I just am an advocate for all those things working at the lowest possible cost.
The only thing worse than a high electric bill is no power.
That's exactly right.
A degree, I give compliments to APS to provide such nice, clean power to the valley.
Amen. Amen. So looking at the bill, over on the left-hand side, it's charges for electricity services. Okay. Do you know what an environmental benefits surcharge is?
No, but I could look it up.
How about a federal environmental improvement surcharge?
No, but I could look it up.
Systems benefits charge?
No, but I could look it up.
Federal transmission and ancillary services?
No, but I could look it up.
Federal transmission cost adjustment. Oh, here's one. The LFCR adjuster.
Again, I can look it up.
Well, you can look it up. You can also go to rosieonthehouse.com because we have gone to the APS website and visited with them to get an interpretation of what all those mean. And they're listed right there at Rosie on the House on today's article. But your contention, Steve, as the father of supercooling.
Well, thank you very much, Rosie.
I get credit for it because I have the biggest mouthpiece, but you're the one that taught it to me.
Well, and you're living it, so yeah. That usually is the best.
I don't know how much money we've saved people over the decade that we've been doing this, but I don't think people realize I've pulled my electric bills from my own home back as far as 2010. And when I first converted to this, I saw savings immediately, 10, 15, 20%. I mean, immediately. We mounted the energy management computer to the house, and then it became a game with me.
Yep.
And
how low can I go?
How low can I go? And I started tweaking it. I started paying attention to setting my demand meter as low as I could stand it and still stay comfortable. and then move as much of my power consumption off peak as possible. And my August bill for 2011 was $425. My August bill for 2016 was under $225. Over a 50%, $200, and I'm more comfortable, and I really haven't changed one thing in my lifestyle.
Well, you're just maximizing that rate that you're on, that combined advantage electric rate, which is a demand time of use rate, and you are maximizing it.
And APS has 7 rate plans?
Yes.
Okay. And you've got the standard flat rate.
Yes.
Where no matter what time of day, no matter what day of the week, holidays, 24/7, you're paying one flat price per kilowatt.
Well, you're actually charged so much for the first 400, second 400. Once you hit 1,000, you're charged the same price up to as high as you could go, 4,000.
And a typical 2,000 square foot home can live on about 2,000, 2,500 kilowatt a month.
Correct.
I live on 3,800.
Well, I don't want to tell you what mine is.
You know. Talk to people about how do they figure out what price per kilowatt they're paying.
Well, and a good example is the APS bill, because you look at all those charges off to the side, and you're not actually being charged those charges every month, because it feels like you're helpless to reduce your electric bill because all these other charges. Well, all those charges are inclusive of your kilowatt hour cost. So if you lower your electric bill 1 kilowatt hour, you're going to see a reduction in all those charges. This is called unbundling, where they're showing you where all your money's going. But it's almost
TMI.
Yeah.
But is it corporation commission driven? Well, are they mandating it being unbundled to this detail?
I don't know if they still mandate it. It originally occurred 15 years ago when we were going to have services farmed out to other people, deregulation of utilities where somebody else could read meters, somebody else could do billing, and all this could be taken over. Well, deregulation never occurred, but they still break the bill out in an unbundled situation, which is very confusing. Where SRP, they still keep theirs bundled. They show you
easier to understand.
Much easier to understand.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, just forget all those charges. That's just a confusing thing.
I pay 8 cents a month to the Federal Environmental Improvement Surcharge. You know what that is? That pays for environmental improvements at the APS facilities that were federally mandated. 8 cents a month.
8 cents a month, and it's probably 0.000015 cent per kilowatt hour. It's a percent of all your kilowatt hours used.
Okay.
So I tell people, disregard that section.
Ignore it.
It's just confusing.
There's nothing I can do about an environmental benefit surcharge?
Nope. Other than if you reduce your usage, that charge goes down.
Okay.
Because it's tied to the kilowatt hours that you are using.
Okay.
But you just go to the bottom of the bill, and the simplest format to really do a checkup to see how you're doing personally, it's a good way to determine, am I on the right rate or not? That's to take your total amount of your electric bill.
Total charges for electricity services on the bottom of the left-hand side
right.
of your bill.
Inclusive of sales tax, all those
sundries,
everything. Then divide that by your kilowatt hours that you actually use, the total kilowatt hours you use.
Which is in the upper right-hand.
Correct.
Portion.
And you'll come up with a figure. I've got a bill in front of me where the bill was $243.92. The usage was 1,375 kilowatt hours. If you do that math, they're paying 18 cents a kilowatt hour, which is outrageous.
Okay.
And in this particular case, they're just on the wrong rate. They're one of the few that really belong on the standard rate. They'd be paying less on the standard because their usage is so low.
Now, of all APS customer base, the standard rate is by far the largest number of consumers.
I don't know if that's true anymore.
Rosie. Okay.
No, now right. that they've had these time of use demand rates over the last 20 years.
And the first time of use was 9 to 9?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 9 to 9. It's a frozen rate. A lot of customers still have it. There were two of those. One was a demand-based time of use, and one was straight time of use, 9 to 9.
You put me on that. And
then
APS came out with another time based system, noon to seven. I didn't even know they changed it. And I walked out my house, take the trash can to the street, and you were at my meter.
Yep. We put all of our that's a great rate. So, the on-peak time is much shorter. It's just a phenomenal rate. We converted all of our customers to that noon to seven combined advantage electric rate.
And you're talking 18 cents a kilowatt for that particular customer. I can get in the middle of the summer, I can live in my home in the low 70-degree temperature right through June, July, and August, and I'm at under 9 cents. I can squeeze it to under 8 cents.
And you're doing phenomenal. We have a lot of customers that are as passionate as you are about using the equipment and the rate structure. And it's called the 8-cent club. Anybody that can get at 8 cents or less is doing a phenomenal job.
Okay. And you're going to be doing that by moving all your consumption off peak. And there's tricks and tactics and strategies for doing that. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about some of those, as well as keeping your peak demand on peak off as low as possible.
Correct.
Don't let it spike up
right
during the on-peak time between noon and 7 and let everything turn on at 6:45.
Right.
And you're killing yourself.
It's easier to do than most people think.
Okay. How can we get your kilowatt cost, let's just get it to under a dime. Get your bill, do the calculation, tell us what you're currently paying, visit with us about what's on your bill. And you can do that by phoning in and ringing us, 1-888-767-4348. Call in, read us your bill, let us give you some tips and tactics you can use at your house to drive your bill down. And then what we got to do, Steve, is we got to do the philanthropic thing and convince people that all the money they're saving with our tactic, you know, take a percentage of it and send it down to Habitat for Humanity, right?
Absolutely. It's money you would have thrown away anyhow.
There you go. More when we get back with Steve Kep.